All right, we're going to move along. We'll bring on USC coach Bob Cantu, and the Trojans are on the road this weekend at Stanford on Thursday and then at California on Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from Rich Hammond, Orange County Register.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good, Rich. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks. Just with, the news yesterday, Ari, being out for a couple of weeks here, he kind of played into your rotation a little bit, it up to been 13, 15 minutes a game. How are you going to deal with that? Does it create opportunities for other people, or will you just kind of spread those minutes around?
Yeah, it's a big loss for us because he was really playing well. He was playing good defensively, too, and shooting it, and he's got length and athleticism. So right now our plan is, today and tomorrow at practice is kind of look at some different things, putting Eric Wise at a small forward position, also looking at Ronaldo Woolridge, even Brendan Taylor. We'll just really kind of have to do it a little bit of everybody who's got to step up to pick up those minutes in that offensive production. So kind of open to anything, but probably I think Eric Wise at small forward at times will probably be a good way to go.
And I'm just wondering, this came up after the game the other night, but, Gio's been in foul trouble a couple times here in the last three or four games, and, your backup is a freshman walk-on, no offense to Chaz, obviously, but, do you kind of constantly walk the line as far as that goes? I mean, in terms of Gio's aggressiveness, but not wanting to get him in foul trouble, is that something you have to watch?
Yeah, it's something definitely be, always aware of. Because, he's our leader out there, and we've been able to roll the dice a couple of times, and we've been okay. But, those decisions are kind of just made based on feel and the way the game's going. And he's been pretty good about not being in foul trouble for most of the season. It's just the last couple of games, it seems like he's gotten a few, and it's made it tough. But Chaz, has stepped up. He's come in and handled the pressure against Washington, made big shots, and he's got to be prepared to do that. And, and he obviously did that against Washington, which was great. So I've got a lot of confidence in Chaz, and, Gio's a smart player, and the times that he was in foul trouble, I thought he played really well, with the four fouls.
And then just lastly, everybody healthy this week? Any flu bug going around or anything like that?
No, not. We didn't practice yesterday because we had to take the day off, but everybody seems to be healthy, and we're okay right now.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Yep, anytime.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Bob, I was curious, how do you prepare for a team like Stanford that seems to be so hot from three? Is it about getting in their airspace? Is it about having a certain kind of mentality? Is there a way you can try and week your defense?
Well, yeah, they're shooting the ball extremely well. The key to it is to try to prevent them from getting open looks and try to make sure that every shot is contested. If the shots are contested, then it drops the percentages. And defending a lot of them, what I would call, two steps above the three-point line. So don't, you got to respect all these shooters because everybody is making shots. So number one, we got to get back and don't give any easy looks. Number two, when they do have a look, it's got to be contested. And in practice, you got to simulate that. So we have, set guys that their job is to shoot it every time they have it. And we're trying to just drill it over and over again throughout the course of practice so that we can, really try to be prepared for a team like Stanford that's just shooting it so well.
Might they be a tournament team?
I think so. I think they're really talented. I think they're playing really well. I think Powell's playing at a high level. He can do so many things. He's shooting it. He can post. He's good in the mid-range. I think they are. I think our league is, very good, and they're playing as good as anybody right now.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
You do have a question from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Bob, you referred a minute ago to having to take a day off, I guess, yesterday. What's your sense when you talk to other coaches around the league about, and in your own situation as well, just about how how schools are navigating the new scheduling, playing on a lot of different nights and limited time between games. Just the whole experience. What's your sense as to, the adjustment to that?
It's definitely, it makes long weeks. With the rules that we've got to take pretty much the seventh day off, sometimes you just have to take it because of the rules, and so you have less time to prep for your next opponent. It's sometimes you're having games Wednesday, like we play Thursday, Sunday. We don't even get back until Monday, so it's going to really make for a long week. It's definitely a lot different from what it's been for years. It was so traditional and Thursday, Saturday, but everybody's doing it, so there's no advantage anywhere. But my thing is just trying to keep it simple and keep our guys rested. And if that means it's one less day of practice, then we just got to try to cover as much as we can that next day and just try to focus on what the most important things are that you got to be prepared for, in that next game and, go from there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that'll do it. Bob, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll see you.